Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spending a few minutes now with Westchester University softball standout Bree Garber, who is wrapping up a tremendous season, a tremendous career as the Golden Rams are continuing play in the postseason. And first of all, Bree, thanks so much for the time.
Thank you so much for having me. This is awesome.
So before we talk about becoming the all-time hit leader in the Pennsylvania State Athletic Conference, you're a fifth-year senior. How much fun has this year been, you know, as we unwind from the pandemic? And were there points where you thought this season might never happen and your career would just kind of end with paperwork?
Oh my gosh, absolutely. The entire fall, we were not allowed to practice in person. So we ended up trying to do Zoom workouts and anything sort of virtually and distance that we could possibly do. So that was a little disheartening, but still good to be at it. And then in October, actually, our school announced that they were not having any sports at all for the spring, anything like that. And it was kind of just completely out of nowhere. We were so confused. They ended up, there was a lot of like different people who were expressing their opinions. They ended up going back, taking a look at it and figuring out a plan to make it happen. So I'm super appreciative of them doing that. And honestly, ever since then, it's just been really important to me, and really kind of the feeling that I get is to just appreciate every single practice and every single game, because you never know when it could really be your last.
Yeah, that was kind of going to be my next question. And I asked this by no means insinuating that you didn't appreciate what you got to do before. But does this give a little bit of a deep breath as you step out on the dugout, or maybe you just kind of look around every once in a while when you're out there and just soak it up a little more than maybe you would have under quote-unquote normal circumstances?
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a perfect way to describe it. So, of course, I felt like super honored to be a college athlete before, but just kind of going into last year, I was like, all right, it's my senior year. Like, I feel ready. We had an amazing squad, and then we ended up having our season cut short after about 15 games. And so that was really heartbreaking. We didn't know if they would extend eligibility for the next year. That was kind of just like our end, and it did not feel finished at all. So after like losing that and then all these things going back and forth, it's really I've definitely gained so much appreciation for the sport and for being able to play with my teammates every day.
So mentioned you've set the hit record for the conference. What does that mean to you? What does it mean to you to set a record like that?
I mean, it's kind of hard to grasp if you think about it. It's something that I feel like no one ever like sets out to try to do. For me, I know one of my goals from the very beginning as a freshman up until now is to always just do whatever I can to help my team be successful. And so over the years, we've had some incredibly talented teams with incredibly talented individuals, and we've been able to come through and play deep into postseason, having all these opportunities and amazing experiences that are just truly incredible for me. And so like my main driving force is trying to help the team any way I can. And if that's most of the time, it's by trying to get on and score some runs. So that's always the goal there.
How much are you the type of person that when a record like that, because I notice it kind of falls into a few different camps when people are dealing with these records, that you hit a certain point where you know you're going to pretty much set it. It's just a matter of when and what it looks like. Does that weigh on you? Are you able to put it completely out of your mind? Does it drive you? Where do you kind of fall on that spectrum?
That's a good question. I haven't really thought about that. In all honesty, I didn't realize that there was a PSAC career record book or anything like that. I only heard about it after I got my 300th hit. Someone, like the announcer or whoever, said that I was like second in the PSAC for all-time career hits. And I was like, oh, like that's interesting. Like I had no idea. Like I was just out there excited to have 300 hits. That was actually a goal I set for myself back before my true senior year. So this is about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. My personal goal was to have 300 hits. So I was super excited to accomplish that, especially at home. It was actually my senior day. It was really exciting. Really amazing moment. And then honestly, I wouldn't say that the record in general is what drives me. Again, I would say that it's more of the look and desire to like help the team be successful in any way possible.
Were you aware when you said it though? Or was that something that after the game they said, hey, did you know you did break it today?
So the PSAC career record that we broke, that was in Shepherd. And I did not know at the time, but after I had the hit, my coach like walked out to me and I was like really confused because I was like, oh, does like she want my arm guard? Like, is she calling timeout? And she's walking out to me and then the announcer announced it. So I knew after the hit, but I did not realize prior to the hit that would have been the record breaking hit or whatever.
And you kind of answered this before, but I mean, you set the PSAC record. Obviously, you've had the Westchester record for a while. Do you take a step back and think about the impact that you've had on this program? Because this has been an elite program for a long time. And to be at the top of any list, let alone something as like fundamental to the sport as hits, that's special.
Thank you. I have kind of started to like kind of sit back and look back at over the years, just as it's coming to an end, kind of look back at all the good times and all the good memories, and pretty happy with how everything's gone. And of course, like there's times where we fall short and don't do as well, but we've had so much success, so much team accomplishments that it's all been so worth it and really exciting to look back upon.
Are you hoping, I know you guys are still playing, you've got the PSAC championship this weekend and hopefully still a lot of softball to play, but are you hoping to stay connected to the sport one way or another once your playing days in college are over?
Oh, absolutely. I actually, my dad gives hitting lessons, and so he was getting too many people for like the amount of time that he had to give to lessons. So I ended up starting to kind of give some lessons over the quarantine period. And honestly, that itself kind of brought out more of a passion that I had for the sport that I didn't even realize was there. So I would absolutely love to continue lessons and then eventually getting into coaching of some sort.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.